Chapter 4 Battle Rhythm and Meetings. This chapter begins by defining and describing battle rhythm. It addresses responsibilities for building and managing a unit's battle rhythm, followed by a discussion of ways to develop a battle rhythm. The chapter concludes by providing examples of various meetings typically included in a unit's battle rhythm. No standard battle rhythm exists for every situation. Different echelons, types of units, and types of operations require commanders and staffs to develop their unit's battle rhythm based on the situation. Sample meetings in this chapter illustrate division headquarters. Units should modify these meeting examples based on their echelon, situation, and commander's preferences. Battle rhythm. A headquarters battle rhythm consists of a series of meetings to include working groups and boards, briefings, and other activities synchronized by time and purpose. The battle rhythm is a deliberate daily cycle of command, staff, and unit activities intended to synchronize current and future operations. The Chief of Staff, COS, or Executive Officer, XO, oversees the unit's battle rhythm. The COS or XO ensures activities are logically sequenced so that the output of one activity informs another activity's inputs. This is important not only within the headquarters, but also in the unit's battle rhythm as it nests with the higher echelon headquarters. The battle rhythm ensures that the staff provides the information pertinent to decisions and the recommendations on decisions made in the headquarters in a timely manner to influence the decision-making of the higher echelon headquarters where appropriate. See Appendix B for details on military briefings. Understanding the purpose and potential decisions of each meeting and activity is equally important. This understanding allows members of the staff and subordinate commanders to provide appropriate input to influence decisions. The battle rhythm enables a commander's decision-making, a routine for staff interaction and coordination, interaction between the commander and staff, staff synchronization across time, space, and purpose, planning by the staff. The battle rhythm changes during execution as operations progress. For example, early in the operation, a commander may require a daily plans update briefing. As the situation changes, the commander may only require a plans update every 3 days. Some factors that help determine a unit's battle rhythm include the staff's proficiency, higher echelon headquarters battle rhythm, and current mission. In developing the unit's battle rhythm, the COS or XO considers higher headquarters battle rhythm and report requirements, subordinate headquarters battle rhythm requirements, the duration and intensity of the operation, integrating cells planning requirements. Table 4-1 in the printed version of FM60 illustrates a sample division headquarters battle rhythm incorporating many of the events and considerations discussed in this chapter. Responsibilities. All personnel in the command post, CP, are informed of the unit's battle rhythm, and they are prepared for those events they are scheduled to participate in. Key individuals responsible for developing and managing a unit's battle rhythm include Commander, COS or XO, Knowledge Management Officer, Coordinating, Special, and Personal Staff Officers. Commander. A commander's decisions ultimately guide the actions of the force. Decision-making requires knowing if, when, and what to decide, and understanding the consequences of that decision. As such, the development and management of the unit's battle rhythm must directly support the commander's decision-making style. Each commander has a unique personal decision-making style and staff interaction preference. For example, one commander may prefer to chair the targeting board, whereas another prefers to delegate decision-making authority for the targeting board to a deputy commander. To develop an effective battle rhythm that supports their decision-making style, commanders share their preferences with the staff and provide guidance, including specific meetings they require, and preferred frequency. Delegation of decision-making authority for specific meetings and functions. Attendance and guidance for meetings outside of the headquarters. Chief of Staff or Executive Officer. The COS or XO oversees the development and management of the unit's battle rhythm. Working with the staff, the COS or XO ensures headquarters activities support the commander and activities are logically sequenced so that the output of one activity informs inputs of another activity. The COS or XO also ensures the unit's battle rhythm nests with the higher headquarters and supporting units while enabling timely direction and guidance to subordinate units. The COS or XO balances staff duties and responsibilities with the time required to plan, prepare, and execute meetings. This includes examining meeting attendance requirements. Some staff sections may lack the personnel to attend all events. The COS or XO and staff members constantly look for ways to combine meetings and eliminate unproductive ones. Note: during surges in tempo, the COS and staff primaries may combine two or more working groups to synchronize efforts and increase efficiencies while minimizing requirements on the staff. Examples include combining the Civil Military Operations Working Group, Information Operations Working Group, and Cyberspace Electromagnetic Activities Working Group to streamline coordination prior to the targeting working group. Knowledge Management Officer. Developing and managing a unit's battle rhythm is a key aspect of knowledge management. Using the knowledge management process, assess, design, develop, pilot, and implement, as discussed in Chapter 5, the knowledge management officer assists the COS or XO and staff primary officers in developing and managing the battle rhythm. Management officers advise the commander and staff on time management, meeting management, content management, and report analysis. The Knowledge Management Working Group serves as a forum to help manage the unit's battle rhythm. See ATP 6-01.1 for detailed information on these topics. Coordinating Special and Personal Staff Officers. Staff officers of the coordinating, special, and personal staffs have important roles in developing and managing the unit's battle rhythm. Each staff section analyzes its information requirements to ensure it receives and provides relevant information within its area of expertise. Staff officers recommend report requirements and propose meetings for inclusion in the unit's battle rhythm. For each meeting a staff section leads, the responsible staff officer develops meeting instructions. Staff officers assist the COS or XO in the management and discipline of the battle rhythm during execution. They ensure meetings that they lead prove effective and that members of their staff sections come prepared for meetings requiring their participation. Staff officers assist the COS or XO with identifying unproductive meetings and ways to combine meetings when beneficial. Battle rhythm development. Developing an effective battle rhythm requires detailed planning and analysis. Rarely does a unit start from scratch when developing its battle rhythm. Unit operations normally provide a standard battle rhythm in which the unit expects to operate. Upon receipt of mission, the unit's standard operating procedure, known as SOP, serves as the basis for developing the unit's battle rhythm for specific operations. In addition to understanding the commander's decision-making style and preference, the staff considers the following when developing the unit's battle rhythm: higher echelon headquarters, support and supporting events, and report requirements. Type and intensity of operations. Logical arrangement of events. Time available. Note: a battle rhythm must be rigid enough to keep the organization running on optimum levels, but flexible enough to enable the unit to adapt to changes in an operational environment and additional requirements. Also, timing, spacing, and sequencing of events on a unit's battle rhythm must be able to facilitate task execution, assessments, information flow, and decision-making. Higher Echelon Headquarters. Understanding the information requirements and battle rhythm of the higher echelon headquarters is essential to developing the unit's battle rhythm. Standards and timeline submission of reports and requests for support, including operation summaries, transportation requests, and target nominations, and required attendance or input to higher echelon headquarters meetings, all require that a subordinate unit's battle rhythm is nested with its higher headquarters. A technique for initially developing the unit's battle rhythm is to analyze the higher echelon headquarters' battle rhythm, including identifying higher headquarters meetings and reports that require the unit's participation or input. The staff also identifies information requirements and meetings of supporting units. This helps the staff identify internal meetings and report requirements. It also helps determine the scheduling of internal meetings and reports so staffs can provide timely input to the higher echelon or supporting headquarters. For example, the higher headquarters will require subordinate units to submit target nominations and requests by a certain time per the published battle rhythm. To ensure timely input to higher headquarters, the subordinate staff members perform a time analysis on when they need to conduct their internal targeting working group and targeting board so target nominations reach the higher headquarters on time. Type of operations. The type and intensity of operations are both important considerations when developing or modifying a unit's battle rhythm. During high-tempo operations involving offense and defense, such as large-scale combat operations, planning and timelines for making decisions are often shortened. For operations dominated by stability, such as counterinsurgency, the planning and times for making decisions are often longer. Meetings can be less frequent and spread out over a weekly or monthly calendar. In addition, the staff may develop non-standard working groups or boards not found in its unit's standard operating procedures. Examples may include an economic development working group or civil projects working group and board. Logical arrangement of events. The commander's guidance and decision-making requirements, an analysis of the higher headquarters' battle rhythm, and an understanding of the type and intensity of operations all help the staff to identify events for inclusion in the unit's battle rhythm. Before sequencing events, it is helpful to associate actual time windows to planning horizons and identify major decision-making events associated with each planning horizon. This understanding helps the staff logically sequence events so that outputs from one battle rhythm event provide inputs to others in support of the commander's decision-making requirements by planning horizon. Another technique for sequencing events is to address one function at a time, such as targeting. For targeting, the staff would identify the medium and time for when target nominations are due to the higher headquarters and then backward plan events in order to support input to the higher headquarters targeting process. A potential sequence may include conducting the information collection working group's meetings before the targeting working group, followed by conducting a targeting board to obtain approval of the commander's targeting guidance and target nomination. After developing a logical sequence of events for each functional area, the staff then nests functional events with each other. The staff can then develop a consolidated battle rhythm schedule. This may be a daily, weekly, biweekly, or monthly schedule. Time available. When developing the battle rhythm, it is important to incorporate additional time for thinking, battlefield circulation, planning, analysis, and personal time, including sleep, relaxation, and exercise. A common error in battle rhythm development involves scheduling numerous events where the commander, staff principals, and action officers attend a continuous progression of meetings, working groups, and other events. In this environment, the commander or members of the staff lack the time to think or work on projects. The negative impacts of a jam-packed battle rhythm go beyond the commander and staff and affect subordinate units. Combining working groups and decision boards helps free up time for commanders and staffs to maximize efficiency in the unit's battle rhythm. Commanders must assess the situation to determine the most effective use of time available and limit organizational energy to focus on key events. Battle rhythm approval. The COS or XO typically approves the battle rhythm. A technique for gaining approval is for the COS or XO to meet with the primary staff to review, discuss, and approve the battle rhythm. This includes a review and approval of meeting instructions, purpose, frequency, participation, agenda, inputs, and outputs for each meeting on the schedule. The COS or XO may ask the following questions as considerations for approving the battle rhythm and meeting events. Does the battle rhythm support the commander's decision-making style and requirements? Is the battle rhythm nested with higher events? Does the battle rhythm match the events happening on the ground and the intensity of the operations? Does the battle rhythm allow subordinate units to establish their routines? Is there time between routine events to allow for leaders and staffs for other activities to include personal time? Is the battle rhythm flexible enough to allow disruptions such as very important person, known as VIP, visits, or displacing command posts? For each meeting, is the meeting necessary? Is there a clear purpose to the meeting? Does the meeting feed other meetings and ultimately lead to timely decisions? Did the staff identify and synchronize the inputs and outputs of the meetings? Do those involved have sufficient time to prepare for the meeting? Does this meeting avoid duplicating other meetings? Are the proper attendees at the meeting? Meetings. Meetings are gatherings to present and exchange information, solve problems, coordinate action, and make decisions. They may involve the staff, the commander and staff, or the commander, subordinate commanders, staff, and others as necessary, including unified action partners. Who attends depends on the issue. Commanders establish meetings to integrate the staff and enhance planning and decision-making within the headquarters. Commanders also identify staff members to participate in the higher commander's meeting, including working groups and boards. Staffs must share decisions made during meetings internally within the headquarters, with the higher echelon headquarters, and with subordinate units. See JP3-33 for more information on various working groups and boards used by Joint Force commanders. Often, the commander establishes and maintains only those meetings required by the situation. Commanders, assisted by the COS or XO, establish, modify, and dissolve meetings as the situation evolves. The COS or XO manages the timing of these events through the unit's battle rhythm. Efficient meetings help build and maintain shared understanding, facilitate decision-making, and coordinate action. To ensure meetings are organized, a unit's standard operating procedures should address purpose, frequency, composition, including the meeting's chair, participants, and note taker, inputs and expected outputs, agenda. Clearly defining the purpose and desired outputs of each meeting helps with assigning responsibilities and suspenses for staff inputs, formatting outputs, and meeting membership requirements. A technique is for the COS or XO to bring the staff together to discuss, modify, and approve the instructions for each meeting as part of battle rhythm development. Following approval by the COS or XO, meeting instructions become part of the unit's standard operating procedure. Meeting notes. Recording and sharing the results of each meeting helps maintain shared understanding, internal and external, to the headquarters. Staff leads capture relevant information at the conclusion of each meeting to include issues, recommendations, decisions, guidance, and taskings. The unit's knowledge management plan should provide a standard format for meeting notes and provide instructions on where to place and how to access meeting notes on the unit's web portal. An example format for meeting minutes includes the meeting title, date and time group, attendees, meeting summary to include issues raised, recommendations determined, decisions made, guidance offered, taskings or any due-outs decided upon. Types of meetings. The number of meetings and the subjects they address depend on the situation and echelon. While numerous informal meetings occur daily within a headquarters, meetings commonly included in a unit's battle rhythm and the cells responsible for them include a shift change briefing, current operations integration cell, an operations update and assessment briefing, current operations integration cell, an operations synchronization meeting, current operations integration cell, planning meetings and briefings, plans or future operation cells, working groups and boards, various functional and integrating cells. Shift change briefing. During continuous operations, the staff operates in shifts. At the beginning of each shift, the COS or XO oversees a shift change briefing. Staff section leaders of the outgoing shift meet with and brief the ongoing shift on current operations. The briefing's purpose is to inform the incoming shift of current and projected enemy situations, current friendly situation, including changes in unit location, disposition, and task organization, significant activities that occurred in the last 12 hours, anticipated events and decisions anticipated during the next 24 hours. In those instances when a battle update briefing or a commander's update briefing is scheduled, the staff may not conduct a shift change briefing. Following these updates, shift leaders and watch officers meet face-to-face and exchange information before the new shift assumes responsibilities. See Chapter 9 for information on shift change methods and additional information on shift change briefings. Battle Update Briefing. The Battle Update Briefing is a staff update to the commander on the progress of current operations. It includes a summary of the current situation and a review of upcoming events and decisions. Staff members provide the commander a summary of their running estimates to include any concerns and recommendations to modify current operations. The commander ends the briefing with guidance to the staff that may result in a fragmentary order to subordinate units. Commander's Update Briefing. The commander's update briefing is an assessment of the current operations by the staff and subordinate commanders. It differs from the battle update briefing in that subordinate commanders participate and provide their assessment of current operations to the commander. In addition, subordinate commanders identify concerns and offer recommendations for modifying the current order, such as a change to task organization or moving the coordinated fire line. Operations Synchronization Meeting. The Operations Synchronization Meeting is a key battle rhythm event to ensure that operations remain synchronized in the short-range planning horizon. Chaired by a deputy commander or the G3 or S3 representative of each CP cell and separate staff section as required, the participants meet to assess the progress of current operations and review upcoming decision points and critical events. Members identify changes in the situation requiring adjustments to the current operation order. They then developed directives to synchronize units and warfighting functions in accordance with the commander's intent and guidance. Key outputs from this meeting include changes or recommended changes to the current operation order, resulting in a fragmentary order. Since the Operation Synchronization Meeting is a short-range planning event that results in decisions, commanders empower the meeting chair to make appropriate decisions to ensure operations remain synchronized with the commander's intent. The Operation Synchronization Meeting does not replace the continuous monitoring, coordination, and decision-making that occurs in the current Operations Integration Cell, known as COIC. When an event occurs or an immediate decision is required, the current Operations Integration Cell takes action within its delegated authority. The current Operations Integration Cell employs battle drills or uses the rapid decision-making and synchronization process to address issues as the situation requires. Working groups. Working groups address various subjects depending on the situation and echelon. A working group is a grouping of predetermined staff representatives who meet to provide analysis, coordinate, and provide recommendations for a particular purpose or function. Battalion and brigade headquarters have fewer working groups than higher echelons do. Working groups may convene daily, weekly, monthly, or intermittently, depending on the subject, situation, and echelon. Typical working groups at division and corps headquarters scheduled within the unit's battle rhythm include Assessment Working Group, Civil Military Operations Working Group, Cyberspace Electromagnetic Activities, CEMA, Working Group, Information Collection Working Group, Information Operations, IO, Working Group, Knowledge Management Working Group, Protection Working Group, Sustainment Working Group, Targeting Working Group, Airspace Control Working Group, Assessment Working Group. A key aspect of any operation is determining progress toward completing tasks, achieving objectives, and obtaining a desired end. Commanders establish an assessment working group to assist them in identifying changes in an operational environment and determining if actions are achieving objectives. While assessment occurs throughout the headquarters, including assessing current operations and conducting battle damage assessment, the assessment working group's focus is toward the mid to long range planning horizons. Products from the assessment working group serve as inputs to boards, other working groups, and planning teams, as well as collated, synthesized, and refined information into a collective staff assessment for the commander. Commanders have several options for selecting a staff section to lead the assessment working group. Options include the G5 section, G3 or S3 staff sections, or a newly established standalone assessment staff section. Civil Military Operations Working Group. Civil military operations are activities of a commander performed by designated military forces that establish, maintain, influence, or exploit relations between military forces and indigenous populations and institutions by directly supporting the achievement of objectives relating to the re-establishment or maintenance of stability within a region or host nation. JP 3-57. Commanders establish a civil military operations working group to assist them with planning, preparing, executing, and assessing civil military operations. Outputs of the Civil Military Operations Working Group serve as inputs to several boards and working groups, including Targeting, Sustainment, and IO. Chaired by the G9 or S9, the Civil Military Operations Working Group brings together various stakeholders involved in promoting stability and civil-military relationships within the area of operations. See FM 3-57 for more information on civil affairs operations. Cyberspace Electromagnetic Activities Working Group. The SEMA Working Group primarily works to integrate cyberspace operations and electromagnetic warfare. Cyberspace electromagnetic activities is the process of planning, integrating, and synchronizing cyberspace and electronic warfare operations in support of Unified Land Operations, ADP-3O. SEMA synchronizes the activities of cyberspace operations, electromagnetic warfare, and spectrum management operations elements. See FM3-12 for more information on cyberspace and electromagnetic warfare operations. The SEMA Working Group is a collaborative staff meeting led by the Cyber Electromagnetic Warfare Officer to analyze, coordinate, and provide recommendations for integrating cyberspace operations and electromagnetic warfare into the concept of operations or a particular event. Information Collection Working Group. Information collection is an activity that synchronizes and integrates the planning and employment of sensors and assets, as well as the processing, exploitation, and dissemination systems in direct support of current and future operations. FM3-55. The commander establishes an information collection working group to coordinate and integrate information collection in support of the concept of operations. Led by the G2, the group ensures maximum efficiency using information collection assets by developing and maintaining the unit's information collection plan. See FM3-55 for more information on information collection. Information Operations Working Group. The IO Working Group is led by the IO Officer and is the primary mechanism for ensuring effects in and through the information environment are planned and synchronized to support the commander's intent and concept of operations. The commander establishes an IO working group to synchronize information-related activities into the concept of operations to seize, retain, and exploit the initiative in the information environment. This means the staff must ensure targets are identified and nominated at the right place and time to achieve decisive results. To ensure this happens, the IO working group occurs regularly in the unit's battle rhythm and usually occurs before the targeting working group. See FM3-13 for doctrine on IO and a listing of information-related capabilities. Knowledge Management Working Group. The Knowledge Management Working Group is the organization's primary means of implementing knowledge management. The Knowledge Management Officer facilitates the working group, although the COS or XO chairs the group. This working group includes a representative from each major staff section, normally the Knowledge Management Representative. Protection Working Group. Protection warfighting function is the related tasks and systems that preserve the force so the commander can apply maximum combat power to accomplish the mission. ADP-3O. Led by the unit's protection officer, commanders establish a protection working group to integrate and synchronize capabilities and resources to preserve combat power from identified threats and hazards. See ADP-3-37 for more information on protection doctrine. Sustainment Working Group. The Sustainment Working Group is a forum in which members ensure logistics, personnel services, finance and comptroller, and health service support, which are coordinated for and synchronized to support the concept of operations. The G4 or S4 chairs the meeting with members from the staff and supporting sustainment organizations that are participating. Targeting Working Group. The Chief of Fires at the Theater Army, Deputy Fire Support Coordinator at Corps or Division, or Fire Support Officer at Brigade and Battalion leads the Targeting Working Group. Members of the Targeting Working Group perform the detailed staff work associated with targeting. Based on the commander's guidance and priorities, the Targeting Working Group determines which targets to engage and how, where, and when to engage them. The staff then assigns friendly capabilities to locate and track targets and engage those targets to produce the desired effect on each target. Members present the results of their work to the commander at the targeting board for approval. Airspace Control Working Group. The Airspace Control Working Group is led by the Airspace Control Officer, Warrant Officer, or Senior Non-Commissioned Officer in the Airspace Element. Typically, this group consists of an Air Liaison Officer and representatives from the Airspace Element, Aviation Element, Air and Missile Defense Element, Fires Cell, Tactical Air Control Party, Unmanned Aircraft Systems Element, and other staff sections as required. Organizations without organic airspace elements accomplish airspace control through their Airspace Control Working Group. Boards. The commander establishes working groups and boards to bring together cross-functional expertise to coordinate actions, solve problems, and make decisions. A board is a grouping of predetermined staff representatives with delegated decision authority for a particular purpose or function. The primary difference between boards and working groups is the level of authority granted to boards by the commander. The commander or a senior leader chairs boards with members of the boards consisting of staff elements, subordinate commands, and other organization representatives as required. Typical boards found on the unit's battle rhythm include the Operations Assessment Board, Plan Synchronization Board, Sustainment Board, Targeting Board. Operations Assessment Board. Assessment precedes and guides the other activities of the operations process. Assessment involves deliberately comparing forecasted outcomes with actual events to determine the overall effectiveness of force employment. More specifically, assessment helps the commander determine progress toward attaining the desired end state, achieving objectives, and completing tasks. It also involves continuously monitoring and evaluating an operational environment to determine what changes may affect the conduct of operations. See ADP 50 for Doctrine on Assessment. Throughout the operations process, commanders integrate their own assessments with those of the staff, subordinate commanders, and other unified action partners. Primary tools for assessing progress of operations include the Operation Order, the Common Operational Picture, known as COP, personal observations, running estimates, and the assessment plan. The latter includes indicators for measures of effectiveness, measures of performance, and reframing criteria. The commander's visualization forms the basis for the commander's personal assessment of progress. Running estimates provide information, conclusions, and recommendations from the perspective of each staff section. Depending on the situation, particularly in protracted operations, commanders may develop a formal assessment plan to assist them in assessing the overall progress of the operations in achieving the desired end state. Whereas the battle update and commander's update briefings focus on assessing current operations, the Operations Assessment Board focuses on providing an assessment of the progress of operations for the mid- to long-range planning horizons. Areas of assessment include progress toward transitioning to the next phase of operations, achieving objectives, or obtaining end-state conditions. See FM 50 for more information on assessment plans. Chaired by the commander, representatives of each staff section, subordinate commands, and other organizations meet to assess the overall progress of operations. In addition to assessing progress, the board discusses what is working, what is not working, and how to improve operations. Based on the assessment, the commander may provide planning guidance at the end of the meeting or spend some time to think about the assessment before providing planning guidance. Key outputs from this meeting may include changes to the current plan resulting in a new operation order. Plan Synchronization Board. Planning is both a continuous and a cyclical activity of the operations process. While planning may start an iteration of the operations process, planning does not stop with the production of an order. During preparation and execution, the staff continuously refines the plan as the situation changes. See ADP 5.0 for a doctrine on planning and the operations process. See FM 5.0 for details on the military decision-making process. At division and higher echelon headquarters, planning occurs in current operations, future operations, and the plan's integrating cells. To synchronize these planning efforts and provide guidance on future planning, commanders convene a plan synchronization board. Typically chaired by the commander, members from the current operations, future operations, and plan cells meet to discuss the status of various planning efforts and receive guidance for future planning. Key outputs from this meeting include planning guidance to include prioritization of planning efforts and decisions required for continued planning. Note: the Plan Synchronization Board is not a replacement for the required interaction between commanders and planners during planning. The situation dictates planning requirements to include the scheduling of planning events, for example, mission analysis, course of action approval, and operation order briefings, in the unit's battle rhythm. Sustainment Board. Sustainment is the provision of logistics, financial and comptroller support, personnel services, and health service support necessary to maintain operations until successful mission completion. Sustainment units provide support through a support relationship, general support, or direct support to a supported unit. The supported commander clearly communicates concept of operations, intent, and priorities of support to supporting sustainment organizations. This enables supporting sustainment organizations to synchronize the planning of sustainment operations with the supported commander's concept of operations. During execution, continuous coordination via reports, support requests, liaisons, update briefings, and sustainment-related working groups and boards ensure the supported unit is sustained throughout the operations. See ADP 4.0 and FM 4.0 for more information on sustainment. The Sustainment Board, often called a log synchronization meeting, is a meeting conducted at division and higher echelons to provide oversight of broad sustainment functions, including approving guidance and sustainment priorities in accordance with the commander's intent and concept of operations. Chaired by a deputy commander, the board approves recommendations from the sustainment working group, or other sustainment-related working group, such as movements or maintenance. Targeting Board. Targeting is the process of selecting and prioritizing targets and matching the appropriate response to them, considering operational requirements and capabilities. JP 3.0. Targeting is a critical component of the fire's warfighting function that seeks to create specific desired effects through lethal and non-lethal actions. See ATP 3-60 for more information on targeting. Targeting begins in planning, and it is an interactive process that continues through preparation and execution using a methodology of decide, detect, deliver, and assess. Commanders convene a targeting board to approve products developed by the targeting working group and to issue targeting guidance for future planning. The commander's targeting guidance describes the desired effects of fires, physical attack, SEMA, and other information-related capabilities against targets and target sets. Commanders also provide restrictions, including approving a no-strike list and restricted target list. Note: the joint targeting cycle and associated submission requirements, target nominations, air support request, and others, to the Joint Force Headquarters are the primary drivers for the timing, frequency, and agenda of subordinate targeting boards and working groups. Conclusion. There is not a standard battle rhythm for every situation. Each commander has a unique personal decision-making style and staff interaction preference. Different echelons, types of units, and types of operations require commanders and staffs to develop their unit's battle rhythm based on the situation. Unit standard operating procedures at every level of organization are vital to situational awareness and effective command and control.